Welcome to the Simply DV podcast for Monday the 16th of October, 2006. Hello and welcome to podcast number 3 from Simply DV. And in this week's edition, we'll be asking some questions, such as, what's happening to DV? Are we seeing the format's eventual demise as it gives way to HDD, SD-based flash memory cards and DVD disc, and new formats like HDV and AVCHD? And I'll be asking another question, why DV in? Lots of camcorders that use FireWire, such as MiniDV and Digital 8, have a DV input facility on the camcorder that allows you to copy video sequences from one device to another, such as from camcorder to camcorder or camcorder to computer. And FireWire is a useful thing to have when creating a faithful backup master of an edited project when copying back to tape in the camcorder. But do we need it anymore? And also in this week's podcast, I'll be looking at the disappearance of mic inputs on camcorders. It was only a few years ago that almost all camcorders had mic inputs and headphone outputs, and now they're like gold dust. Why? And finally, this week's professional tip is all about avoiding timecode resets on tape-based systems. Now, what's the big deal about timecode resets, and what can you do to avoid them? All this and more in the latest Simply DV podcast, all about digital video, so don't go away. Okay, first off today, I'd like to ask a question. What's happening to DV? If you have a look around on the websites, such as shopping.com, CNET, Amazon or whatever, you'll find that there's an increasing number of camcorder formats, an increasing number of models, but a decreasing number of DV models. And the reason is obvious. DV's on the way out. DV records to tape. That makes it a linear recording medium. And that means that you put the tape in the camcorder, you hit the record button, and you record on the tape from the beginning to the end. When you fill the tape up, you take it out, you put another one in. Now, playing it back on a TV in order to show family members or friends means that you either show them the whole tape unedited, or it means that you have to spool around to find the funny bits, the bits that they want to see. And it's not very convenient. But it is, of course, quite convenient if you have the intention of editing the material, tidying it up, in a computer, either a Windows PC or a Mac. Connecting the camcorder to the computer means that you can copy all of the material that's on the DV tape onto the computer's hard disk drive in order to do your job of editing prior to outputting to a DVD disc or to the web or back to the tape in the camcorder. And in that respect, what DV offers you is a much higher quality and much better control over the material that you have. But the simple fact is that lots of consumers don't want that. When I first contemplated the issue of whether or not people wanted to edit their material, I was quite surprised at what I heard from one key person in one of the camcorder manufacturers who said to me that market research clearly indicates that the majority of home camcorder users want to record material and at best tidy it up. That is to say that they want to cut out the bits they don't want, they want to add a title, they may want to add a bit of music and so on, and they want to make a DVD. And that's primarily what the majority of users want. And if that's the case, they don't need frame-accurate editing. They don't need to be able to cut on a particular frame and hone their work down to a professional standard. Because for most people, the mere fact that they're putting titles on and a bit of music and tidying it up makes it look professional to those in their family and perhaps their friends and neighbours. So we have to consider the demise of DV in that context. The fact that they're recording to tape is actually quite an inconvenient way for a lot of people, bearing in mind that the new formats, such as DVD or hard disk drive or SD flash memory card, give you much more flexibility in terms of your ability to find shots, to reorganise your shots, to delete shots if you want to, and also to connect up the camcorder to a DVD recorder or to your computer and make an instant DVD copy of it. It's perhaps a sign of the times that, with people's needs being what they are, that mini DV is no longer required by many people. And I think that the market research from 2 or 3 years ago is now coming down on the marketplace to the point where companies are cutting back on their production of DV models. And it wouldn't surprise me if within a couple of years, at least one, maybe two manufacturers aren't making DV camcorders at all. so the future is undoubtedly with those formats that record increasingly high quality, such as the high-definition systems, to tapeless systems. But DV is very much on the way out. The only exception to that, of course, is with the professional and semi-pro, prosumer as we call it, use of HDV, which is high-definition video that records to a tape similar to a mini-DV tape. But even then, I think that that format's going to bite the bullet in favour of others such as AVCHD, which is the high-definition compression format that saves to either a hard disk drive or to a DVD disc. So it looks like DV is definitely on the way out. Give it 2 or 3 years and I think we're going to see very few DV camcorders coming onto the market at all. Now, the second topic in this week's podcast is related in some ways to the first, in that we're still talking about DV. And in particular, we're talking about a function that many DV camcorders have, namely the ability to re-record an edited project from a computer back to the DV tape in the camcorder via the firewire connection. Now, the DV input is also quite a convenient way of making a copy of, say, somebody else's tape. You may have a situation where a friend or a member of the family has recorded some material on a DV tape or a digital 8 tape, and you want to make a faithful copy of it in your camcorder. It's a simple job to connect up the two camcorders via firewire, put one into play, put the other one into record, and make a faithful clone of the original, in which no significant amount of quality loss will be evident at all, because what's happened is that the digital data stream as contained on one tape has travelled down the firewire cable into the other camcorder and has been reproduced faithfully on that tape in that camcorder. And in order to copy back from a computer, you need A, a firewire connection, and B, a DV input capability on the camcorder itself. Now, there are some camcorders out there that don't have a DV input capability. They have only a DV output. And there are two reasons for that. And that is that the manufacturers want to keep the cost of the most entry-level camcorders down to an absolute minimum. And secondly, there is a consideration here in Europe where a camcorder that does have the ability to record from an external source is classed for tax reasons and for import duty reasons as a VCR and not a camcorder. And when a product is classed as a VCR, it's subject to a slightly higher import tax duty than it would be if it were just a camcorder. That's something that's historical, and it goes right back to the introduction of DV in the mid-90s, and it's something that's a big bone of contention for a lot of people here in Europe. Although the issue isn't as big an issue as it was in, say, the late 90s, when there was a lot of campaigning to get the EU to scrap that ruling. It never happened, but it doesn't matter now, because I think that the equipment manufacturers have cottoned on to the fact that on the basis of sheer numbers alone, you can keep the cost down. So that's what they're doing. But you are paying a slightly higher tax when you buy a camcorder in Europe that has a DV input capability. It's not an issue that relates to any other country, as far as I know. The DV input capability is, in my mind, a very useful one. But a lot of people do ask the question on the Simply DV bulletin boards, amongst other places, why do I actually need it? I don't plan to archive my edited projects back to DV tape, and I don't plan to copy other people's material to a DV tape either. So do I really need it? And my answer is that if you're sure you don't need it, then don't bother. That doesn't mean to say that the facility still doesn't exist on your camcorder, but if you don't feel a need to use it, then you don't feel a need to use it. But in this day and age of very low-cost, high-capacity hard disk drives, lots of people say, what's the point? You just leave your projects on a hard disk, and when you fill the hard disk up, you add another one. They're so cheap that it really doesn't matter. And that's a compelling argument, and it's not one that I'm going to disagree with. I just happen to feel more secure and safe when I've got a project or even various stages of an editing project backed up to a DV tape. It's there, it's on the shelf, I can see it, and I can trust it more, I think, than I can trust the project if I were relying upon it being stored on one hard disk drive. Bearing in mind that if I've got lots of projects on a 500 gigabyte hard disk drive and something goes wrong with the hard disk drive, I've lost everything that was on it, perhaps. It's an issue for you to contemplate, but for me, having a DV input on a camcorder is very useful, as indeed having an AV input is as well, where I can copy stuff direct from, say, a VHS tape onto the DV tape in a camcorder. It's something that I happen to like, and it's something for you to consider. Okay, the third point in this week's podcast is a bit of a rant, really. What has happened to mic inputs? It wasn't that long ago that almost all consumer camcorders, whether they were DV, Digital 8 or whatever, had a microphone input and a headphone output. But recently I had to put together a list of recommendations for equipment that is to be used on a community heritage project, in which members of the community will be interviewed on camera and invited to record their memories of their community, aspects of their community. And in my research for a camcorder that will facilitate this, I looked around for a suitable, good quality camcorder that had good manual features and good functions. Perhaps it was a 3CCD camcorder, but the important thing was that it had a mic input and a headphone output. And could I find one? Well, I found two, eventually. I found the Panasonic NVGS300 and the NVGS500, both of which I've reviewed in detail on the Simply DV website. However, it came as quite a shock to me to discover that there's almost no choice out there in the market at the moment for sub £1,000, that is to say perhaps $1,500 price tag camcorders that have mic inputs and headphone outputs. And those two camcorders were the only two that I could identify that suited our need. And guess what? Even they don't have dedicated headphone outputs. They have a combination AV output socket, but you need to use an external adapter in order to get a headphone output that enables you to listen to what you're recording when you're recording it. And that to me is quite shocking. So I leave that one with you to ponder, and I ask camcorder manufacturers to think seriously about that one, because they're the ones who are pitching digital video at schools. They know that digital video is now big in schools and colleges, and school students and college students are all looking for cost-effective means to get started with video making and to shoot stuff that can be added to their project work and that can be added to their portfolio. But if they want to do anything serious with their camcorder, they need the ability to record from an external sound source. It is not enough to rely on the microphone that's built into the camcorder. And not only that, but you need to monitor what you're recording when you're recording it. And you can only really effectively do that with headphones. If camcorder manufacturers are hoping that their products will be used more and more in schools, they've got to look at this issue, because expecting school students to rely upon built-in microphones for recording sound that actually needs to be good quality sound, preferably recorded with a tie clip or a lavalier microphone, you need a socket on the camcorder in which to plug them. If you don't have the socket in which to plug them, you can't use them. And therefore, you're missing out on quite an opportunity in schools themselves. It's not just me that thinks this way. I have quite a lot of contact with the education market here in the UK, and lots of teachers ask me the same thing. Why don't they put mic sockets on camcorders these days? So if you're a teacher or a college lecturer and you're contemplating the purchase of camcorders that are going to be used for serious work, if you like, this is something that you need to research really carefully. And if you're a manufacturer, please listen. Now, if you've listened to the previous podcasts in this series, you'll know that my objective is to bring you some good quality hints and tips wherever I possibly can. And this week is no exception. And what I'd like to do is to get you to consider the need for recording continuous timecode on your DV, Digital 8 or HDV tape. Now, what is timecode? Well, if you take a DV or Digital 8 or HDV tape and you put it in your camcorder and you select play, you'll notice that the counter is counting the hours, minutes, seconds and frames as related to your recording. That's called timecode. And timecode is embedded into the digital data stream, whether you intend to use it or not. And what's particularly useful is to be able to have a timecode sequence that runs from zero at the beginning of the tape to 60 minutes plus at the end of the tape. And the obvious use, even if you're just planning to perhaps play the tape on a TV screen to friends and relatives and do little more with it, it's handy to know where a particular shot might be on the tape when you want to show it to somebody. Now, if the shot is at 00, 16 minutes, 53 seconds, that means that you can spool to it, hit the play button, and it will play from that point, and it will play the shot that you expected to be there. But if you've stopped recording on a particular occasion, switched the camcorder off, put the camcorder away, and then picked it up again the next day, there's a very high chance that the tape won't have queued properly and will instead queue in readiness for the next recording on a blank bit of tape. If it does that, the timecode numbers will be reset to zero. Now, that may not be such a big issue for you, especially if you don't intend to do any fine editing on a computer where the timecode numbers are critical. If you want to show Uncle Fred the shot where he's pushed by the kids into the swimming pool and it's at 16:53:48 or whatever, and you have two incidences of that timecode reference on the same tape because on the second occasion the camcorder reset to zero, then which one do you choose? It's just a bit confusing, isn't it? So it's better to avoid resets wherever possible for all sorts of practical reasons, but that's the most obvious one. Now, the easiest way to avoid this is that at the end of a recording session where you are about to switch off the camcorder and put it away, just record an additional 5 or 10 seconds, perhaps with the lens cap on if you have one. And then before putting it away, just put it into play mode and back the tape up into that bit of recording. Now you can switch it off and put it away. And the next time you take the camcorder out and you switch it on to use it, you will start recording from within that additional bit of material. And when you start recording, the timecode sequence will pick up from the last one and continue rather than resetting from zero. And that's the easiest, quickest way to avoid timecode resets. If you plan to edit in a more serious video editing program, such as Adobe Premiere or Premiere Elements, or on an Apple Mac, Final Cut Express or Final Cut Studio, those programs require that each tape has unique timecode throughout the entire tape. If it doesn't, the program will experience real problems when it's spooling off down a tape to find a particular shot. If it gets a timecode reset, it gets confused and it may end up capturing the wrong shot, and you may have to completely reconfigure a project in order to sort out what the problems are. But even in the simplest day-to-day example of finding a shot in order to play it back to somebody on a TV set, it's much more useful to have continuous timecode than not. So that's this week's professional little tip. Avoid timecode resets. And that, in fact, is the end of this week's podcast. It's been a very DV-orientated podcast this week. No new reviews, because I'm holding off now until we get announcements of the new products that we can expect to see in January, and we will be getting news of that stuff coming through pretty quickly now. So I've decided to hold off with a camcorder review this week and bring you news and reviews as we get information about the new products. And so that's it. If you've got any feedback, then I'd be quite pleased to hear from you. Just drop me an email at podcast@simplydv.co.uk, or sign up to the Simply DV bulletin board and just get a discussion going there. I'd really like to hear what you have to say and any ideas that you might have about future podcasts. Meanwhile, from me, Colin at Simply DV, I'd just like to say thanks for listening, and I'll catch up with you again next week. Cheers.